Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, in studio.
Yeah.
And Terrificon happening at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Wow, yeah. It's here.
Finally.
I know. I was just telling that to Phil. I said, I don't think I've been in studio for like 2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that right?
Has it been that long?
We did the phone, but...
Last year, I think.
Last year. I don't know. Did I come in?
I can't remember. I think you were here last year, and you said exactly the same thing.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's deja vu all over again.
Yes.
Terrificon again at the Mohegan Sun this weekend, July 29th.
Tickets available.
Tickets available. Going fast. Make sure you get out there.
Yeah, people are really... Do you ever get to a point, though, where it's sold out?
We had that happen the first year at Mohegan Sun when we were in their smaller convention center, but now we're in that larger expo.
So people come and go. There's no limit.
Flowing crowd, as the fire marshal tells me, because they come in and they go. And,
right.
It's a nice big area.
Huge. Yeah. They go get lunch. They come back. They gamble a little bit. They come back.
It's pretty wild.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Look, Connecticut doesn't have a lot of cool things besides concerts.
That's why I got a glom on
one of the
here.
Cool things we have. This is created by a Connecticut person.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Connecticut, yeah, I know. Who would have thunk? I mean, you don't have to go to San Diego for that big Comic-Con they just had there this weekend. You can come right here to our little slice of pie here in Connecticut.
Are you going to have that big thing again in the beginning?
The Thanos thing?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
there was rotated out.
This big robot you had to go past in order to get in.
Yeah.
Eric and I went last year, and it was so much fun. It was great. Great time.
I know. I couldn't find you. I remember I was looking for you the whole time. She was out there doing good.
Enjoying your company.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy, Michael Rooker, was looking for you, the actor.
Blue guy.
Yeah, the blue guy from Guardians. Yes.
So speaking of Comic-Con, over the weekend, they released the Black Panther 2 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on this?
Well, the feedback from people already is that there's a... You know how DC has Aquaman? Marvel has Namor, the Submariner. He kind of looked like Mr. Spock, but he swam underwater and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So he comes out of the water, and, you know, he's the king of the undersea kingdom. So this movie's going to be the king of the guy from under the ocean versus the people from Wakanda, where their king's dead. I mean, Chadwick Boseman passed away 2 years ago.
Are they going to address that somehow?
They're not going to replace him.
No, they're not. But the thing is, you know what people are upset about? The fact that when Namor, this guy who swims underwater, supposed to be muscular, comes out of the water, people are like, look, he's got love handles. Look at him. Look how fat he looks. I'm like, what is wrong with you
people? He was eating more.
It's like,
really?
Oh, yeah. I start seeing comments.
Claymore.
I go, it's a fictitious character. You only saw... like a tenth of a second.
But a superhero shouldn't be.
But
yeah, no lovey. No dad bod.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's his dad. Right. I don't know.
Float more.
Coming out there.
What's his name? I want to see this picture.
Namor.
Right.
The Submariner.
Namor?
Right. Roman backwards.
Right.
The sub is a sandwich, though.
Yeah, N-A-M-O-R. People were going, come on, man. Look
Namor. She said, no more.
He's not swimming.
Have a salad.
Oh, I can eat buffet over there under the ocean, right?
Eat more.
Yeah, so... That's what the guy looks like in the comics.
And
he's ripped.
I don't know which one.
No.
Namor.
There he is. See it right there. Right there. That's the picture they were
Namor
complaining about.
Namor the Submariner.
They're like, dude, that guy doesn't look ripped to be a superhero. I'm like, probably kick your butt. What?
I don't know. He looks ripped to me.
That's what I'm saying. But you love these guys probably sitting home in his basement eating Twinkies out of the box going, yeah, that guy's not in shape.
Well, when Chris Hemsworth is Thor, you want everybody to be on that standard.
Oh, you're like my wife. She's like, oh, who's in this movie? Is it Jason Momoa?
What the hell? When you have, I can see what they're saying. It doesn't go. His midsection doesn't go straight.
Yeah, he's not chiseled.
Yeah, it's not a V into the shorts.
Yeah, he's more like a column.
Oh, yeah. people,
Stocky.
Yeah,
these are the people we need to round up and just like put in a rocket and blast them off into space and say good luck.
Yeah, I'm seeing a rear photo of him right now. It's like he's like, you know, like your back has that little fold.
Yeah.
You know, like that little fold there that most superheroes don't have.
Yeah.
But they also can't have, you know, guacamole.
Yeah, the things people complain about. But yes, to answer your original question, the trailer for Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2, was released.
What'd you think?
I'm interested to see it because
I didn't understand what the plot line. I watched it. I'm like, I still don't know what's going to happen. Seems like there's going to be a war.
There's a war.
A superhero movie with a war.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been doing that a lot lately.
There needs to be some kind of a physical something.
Right. Can't just everything's happy.
Mm.
I need a little bit more than just it's going to be a battle.
Well,
who's going to win? Gee, I don't know. Maybe the good guys?
More backstory.
What a mystery.
Jeez, I don't know. The good guys win.
Will they triumph in the end? Of course they will.
But there's a lot of... Speaking of ripped people, The Rock was there because he's got a new superhero movie coming out called Black Adam. And that guy's in shape. I'm not going to say
he's a superhero person. Yeah. He could easily
I could picture that.
Yeah. They kind of made the movie around him because he's so big. They're like, we don't really have anything you could play. And he's like, what about that one?
Yeah.
And there you go.
Right.
The Rock is
in. How do you say that The Rock?
Who's going to tell him no?
He wants that one.
Tell him no.
He wants to play that hero, but that's not a good hero.
There were some other movies.
Give it to him.
Oh, my goodness.
Too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have so much stuff. They wait. Hollywood just waits for this. Marvel just dumped. Oh, by the way, don't die in the next 10 years because here's what we're doing. And it's like the Fantastic Four. We're bringing the Ant-Man back. We're doing
Fantastic Four really never got the right situation.
Yeah. After they've done
That could be such a great movie.
It was just the right four. Yeah.
Three times they've tried doing that. Every time it's
they just can't figure it out.
This right. But now they got Marvel doing it. I mean, Disney money behind it. So they're probably like,
I mean,
hopefully,
let's do it right.
Every time I see who's the guy that's looking like made out of like
the
bricks.
Thing.
The thing,
yeah.
I'm thinking of a talking fireplace, oh, like a pizza oven. That's what it looks like, a pizza oven and an outfit.
Remember Michael Chiklis played him?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. He did a good job because he looks kind of like that in real life.
Yeah.
Skin condition, boom, that's him. Yeah.
And you had Captain America playing the Human Torch. That would be weird. They should meet each other. Chris Evans could play both parts.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
He said he would.
He would, you know.
Yeah, sitting there Chuck home, involved, why
waiting
not?
For the phone to ring. But let's see, what other movies came out? Well, they showed scenes from this new Star Trek Picard with Patrick Stewart, who just turned 80 like 2 weeks ago. And they're like, this is the last adventure of Captain Picard in Star Trek. It's like,
we've seen Lost in Space already. You know.
Probably should be at this point.
Yeah. The Enterprise drives really slow now.
With the light, the signal on. Yeah. And they bring
Lost in Space.
Where the hell are we?
Funny.
But they bring the old cast back. They go, look at them. They're old. Isn't that cool? And then you're like,
was it the whole cast from
the next generation?
Yeah. I might watch that.
Yeah, but it's like they put gray in their hair. And
but how does the android get old?
He's dead, man. They killed him off.
Yeah.
He died in a movie.
Obsolete.
Yeah.
He died in a movie?
Obsolete. Yeah.
They have a new one now. I remember that.
Yeah. That's
but, you know what? You don't really, when an android dies, you don't really think they died because they could just build another one.
Right?
Oh, let me tell you what's going to happen.
They have an iDroid now.
All of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
They find him.
Look who's back.
Data. Oh, look at that, right. Yeah. All reconditioned.
Yeah.
They did that with C-3PO like 15 times already.
They found him in a tag sale.
Yeah.
C-3PO, but he was like blown to bits.
Yep.
Yeah. And then he's like in this shopping cart and it's like,
yeah,
oh dear.
They're throwing him away. I'll take that. The recycle plant.
Dear.
Yeah. Oh my.
No, the actor got old. He even said it too. There's only so much makeup can hide, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, put the face on.
But they can't make a rubber mask.
They could do anything now. I've seen them de-age people. For goodness sake, I saw Michael Douglas look like he did when he was on Streets of San Francisco.
Right. Wow.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's going to be in this
cool
movie.
If they de-aged us, like walked around, like you'd be Chaz from 1989, would you want to look like that again?
Yeah.
With the hair and all the crazy.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to take my hair out for a beer. Oh, it's great to see you.
I'm going
to
bring out for the weekend.
All of you. You're all together. One big happy family. We're all together again.
I rented a cabin in Vermont for just the two of us for the weekend. This champagne shilling, low music.
Never leave me again.
How 29 inch waist.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I'm going to do such things to you.
Exactly.
Bad visual.
Bad.
Promise never to be bad again. But.
So, Terrificon.
Yes, that's happening this week. We got people from
20,000 people.
Or more.
Right. Or more.
Yeah. That's what happens. And then some of them are in costume and stuff. I mean, a couple years ago, we had the guy that was into Mr. Spock. Speaking of Star Trek, he was the Leonard Nimoy from the 60s, very thin, with the bowl haircut.
Right.
Yeah.
And the eyebrows.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was in character. He was walking around. We had an after party.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah. On the roof, we had this after party, and
that's got to be a really cool after party.
He's dancing,
right?
Oh. As a Vulcan would. You know, not the coolest John Travolta moves whatsoever.
Right.
And I remember him combing his hair. We had the Bluesmobile there, and there he is combing his bangs, making sure they're perfectly straight in the rearview mirror of the Bluesmobile. And he goes up to two women. He goes, do you happen to know what the Vulcan ritual of Ponfar is? That's when we can only mate every 7 years. And today's the day. The 7 years. And the girl's just like, what?
Yeah, call me again in 6 years from now.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
You have to be like, that's a pinch me moment for the king of the nerds.
Oh, yeah. They followed me to they had a porta johnny set up outside. And I'm in the bathroom and he's in the one next to me. He yells out, are you the guy that put this together? Yeah. I got to shake your hand. And I'm thinking,
No. Wash your hands,
Spock. We're good. No. Just do the Vulcan thing.
A dead guy signing autographs at Terrificon.
Yeah. It happens.
Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds here. Terrificon happening at Mohegan Sun this weekend.
Yeah, I'm doing better than the dead guy guest this weekend, so you'll have to check it out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. But, yeah, no, this artist, his name is Mark Gruenwald. He passed away in the early 90s. He used to write Captain America, a bunch of stuff from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
So his wife, his widow, writes me a letter, says, hey, Mark wants to come to the show.
Like,
and I'm thinking,
bring a Ouija board?
How that exactly, yeah. Right? I'm like, maybe he faked his own death. Maybe he didn't die. This, like, what's going on?
This is a mystery.
And she goes, no, no, he's coming to the show with me. And I'm like, this is getting stranger. So, sure, come on down.
You need two tickets? Just
and
one.
I announced it. Mark Gruenwald will be at the show. And then I had people that knew him, like, hey, dude, Mark died. Yeah. I go, yeah.
He's no longer with
us. He's no longer with us. Then why are you saying he's going to be there? His wife says he's coming to the show. So she shows up. And she says, oh, I brought Mark with me. And she had like a little urn. And I'm like, okay, I get it. He passed away and he was cremated.
Right.
But
we're going to snort him.
When he died, he put in his will that he wanted to be part of comics. So they took some of his ashes and they mixed it into the ink.
Oh.
And they printed some comics.
Oh, that's really cool.
Okay. But that was back then. But then she goes, no, I'm going to give people autographs from him today. I go, how are you going to do that? So she took some of his ashes. And she mixed it into some ink, and she had a rubber stamp of his signature, and she was trying to patent this invention she had called Ashograph.
Oh.
And she would just
take
the rubber stamp and mix it in with the ink and then stamp it.
Oh. What was she charging for that?
I was like $30. Yeah.
Seems worth it.
Wait, part
well,
of
if
person,
you're really
yeah.
a big fan, I guess, yeah.
Right, part of
you're
person. Not,
yeah. That's cool.
But I don't know. So she gave me one as a thank you, and I'm like,
too bad you couldn't, like, when you make someone ashes, do different parts.
Right.
Like, this is his big toe.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is his wee-wee.
Right. You know, you don't want to know what part
it is. Charge a lot for that one.
Yeah, that's a smaller stamp.
And all the people you hated, you send the butt part to. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, by the way, here we thought you were at.
Yeah, yeah, here's the part you reminded him of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
by
that was
the way, I made a necklace of his teeth.
Yeah, dead people there. Right. You know,
that's
a lot of weird
wild.
Stuff.
Yeah. Did she sell a lot of autographs?
No.
No.
No. No.
Wow.
Why, you thought it would be a big thing? I think people were creeped out.
I would feel bad. I would walk by and say, wow, she's so desperate for money.
Oh, no.
She's selling this guy's ashes.
No. Well,
I'm going to buy some to help her out.
You spilled the
I still have it in my garage. I'm afraid to. I can't throw it away because it's that's a sin.
You can burn it and send it back to him.
Did you did you charge her to be there?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not that money hungry. No.
That's good for you.
I'm about that far from that.
Right.
Yeah, you were close.
I'm close. So, yeah.
I didn't charge.
Hey,
it,
wait a minute. It's still Sunday. Get some more ticket money.
Rent's
got a pulse.
The guy's got to be paid. Mitch's got to make some money.
That's right. That's right.
How did this Terrificon happening this weekend at Mohegan Sun? It's going to be massive. It's just so cool to have it so big.
We
saw you go from like your bedroom to I think it was Southern. Did you do something?
No. I did Trumbull Marriott 2 years. We had Wigmaster come down every year fighting with Darth Vader and stuff. And then we were at Bridgeport. The arena. That's right. 3 days at the arena. And then we left, then went to Mohegan Sun 2015.
Were you ever at a university? What am I thinking?
No, I was never at a school. University. No, right. I've never at a school.
Okay.
Should be at a school.
Man.
I tried doing Fairfield University or Sacred Heart.
Your first year doing it was at the mall?
Mall? No, I was never at the mall.
Trunk of parking
Trumbull Marriott. Trumbull Marriott. Yeah.
Was that your first?
That was the first show I produced, was at the Trumbull Marriott.
Nice.
And Holly Lane and the Cops
Kid. How was that first one?
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about that. Because that's a beautiful facility if you're having a wedding or a graduation or a Christmas party for your company. Not for 3,000 people. Because it's not built for 3,000
people. Did you know you were going to have 3,000? You had no idea.
No, that's why I told the fire marshal that, because we only pre-sold 200 tickets. And when he showed up, he's like, why the hell are there 3,000 people here? I go, I don't know.
Help me.
And then next year, there was 5,000 people. And then they showed up again.
At the Marriott.
At the Marriott. They were walking down.
All right, we got to go.
Well, they were walking down Holly Lane dressed as Superman, Batman. The cops were there.
Wow.
They're like, someone's going to get killed or, you know, their cape's going to get run over.
So you knew right then you had something.
I got to get out of here.
This is big, right?
Yeah. They're like, congratulations on your success. Never come back here.
I must contain this now.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And I remember that Wigmaster and I were doing a bit on stage, and Superman was supposed to come up and break up a fight between Wiggy and
I. Kind of like a wrestling superhero.
Like
that's pretty cool.
It was, he drank a kryptonite cocktail because he used to drink his Patron. and we put some green glowing rocks in it. And he's like, I now have the power of 10 men. Who will take me?
Meet to the wig master and I'd say, hey, let's give me some green water.
Yeah.
My Patron green.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So we're up on stage and the whole bit was staged and we're supposed to have Superman come in and break up the fight. But there's no Superman.
Oh.
And we're looking out in the audience and there's no, the guy was there a minute ago. He had the suit on and he was in the back. He was going to run up and rip his shirt open. I'm here. Yeah.
Superman had to pee?
He had to go pee. So what happens is Wiggy's like, what's going on? I go, I don't know. He goes, it's okay. They don't know. It's not part of the bit.
Superman's
so just go with it.
That's right.
He just went on with the show, you know, just never let anybody know. And he goes, well, take that guy then in the third row. This poor guy's looking around like, what, me?
What,
and Wiggy's like, get up here, man. So we just started doing that. And finally, Superman, they ran and found him in the men's room. And he comes running
in. Toilet paper stuck
to him. Touching me.
Toilet paper stuck to him.
No.
With a dribble mark.
Little dribble marks down the front of his suit.
Superman suit.
Yeah.
He's leaking kryptonite.
Yeah. And he's standing on stage with his hands on his, like, hips Superman.
No.
And I'm looking over and I go, oh, God, just let it be sweat. Let it be sweat. But it wasn't.
It was not.
And Wiggy just took another sip of his drink. I remember just looking at him, whoa, look at that. And I was like, oh, this has got to be an easier way to make minimum wage than this job.
Yeah, Superman. That's,
I mean, if superheroes did exist, you'd have those moments where
you would think.
Clark Kent went to get Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Yep.
See you Friday. Clark Kent went to get a drink.
Yep.
Or went to the bathroom.
Yep.
It's like, wow, 8 people just died.
Wait, they could have saved them. They never have to poop?
Like, well, you know, I have to go to the bathroom sometimes. Can't be everywhere all at once.
I have to
pee.
Why do you think Batman talks like this all the time?
My super stream.
Once he gets in that suit, you're not pooping.
I have to poop. Oh, my God. Wait. Yeah, you get the utility belt off. You get the mask off. Yeah, the cape.
Oh, that could be
bad. That's toilet paper.
You put that on, like the bat light goes off. You put it on.
Right.
You walk by, you smell some coffee, you're like, oh.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
I gotta go.
Now, damn it.
I'm crap, man.
Every time.
I'm crap, man.
That's not nice. But anyway, sure, there'll be superheroes aplenty running around. You remember Underoos?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were made for kids, remember?
Yeah, right.
Underwear that's fun to wear in the 70s.
You mash the things, yeah.
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 I've had adults show up wearing those. Not adult sized ones, but the
wearing the kids size
ones they had from the 70s.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like it that you go there and you just see stuff you've never you would never see.
It's like Mardi Gras.
You go into the bathroom and you'll go over, there's the Hulk.
Right.
Yeah.
Taking a leak.
That happened to me.
You find out he's not angry.
At your St. Patrick's Day show. Remember you were at O'Neill's in Norwalk?
Yeah, you were
Hulk. I showed up as the Hulk, and I remember putting green makeup on, and this drunk guy comes downstairs at like 6 in the morning, doesn't even blink, just looks over, thinks I'm a big leprechaun, I have the green body makeup on and everything.
Lucky Charms, chaser.
Terrificon happening this weekend at Mohegan Sun. Get your tickets.
Yes.
Get your tickets. They're not expensive.
No,
$30. Yeah. Get 700, get them free. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. We're linked up to all things Terrificon on the radio station website. Thank you, Mitch Halleck.